This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, first and foremost, all the glory goes to God for allowing us to be out there and guys staying healthy for the most part. Great team win. Fans were incredible as always. That's how it goes here. I thought the takeaway early in the game by the defense was important just from a stealing a possession type of aspect. Certainly the big play by Josh on the fourth down. What else can you say, right? Just an incredible effort. All the phases chipped in. Special teams, I thought Brandon in the return game got going a little bit and made some good decisions, and so he continues to grow each and every week like these young players do. And Curtis Samuel, 2 weeks in a row, showed up and really contributed to the win. I thought, you know, getting him going, getting him some confidence, he's playing hurt a little bit, and certainly appreciate his effort, his resilient nature. And TB on the defensive side with the sack and the interception to seal it there. Again, just the injuries we've been able to kind of persevere and work through, guys stepping in. Vandy was out there. Richard Garage, I think, on the touchdown by Josh. That's his, I believe, first varsity snap in the NFL. And to go in there in that situation is not easy. I know he was fired up about it. So he works extremely hard. It's good to see. And then Zach Davidson getting a catch, first varsity playing time out there. So just overall, great win. This is not the finish line, as we talked in the locker room. This is the next game, and so we get to 9 wins. It's hard to do, so we're extremely grateful for that, and I'm looking forward to getting a little bit of rest here.
Sean, what went into the decision-making? It looks like you weren't hesitant at all going for it then. What was the mindset there when you were in that 4th-and-2?
Yeah, I just felt, you know, we mapped it out during the week and felt strongly that that was the right decision. You know, I don't want to be resulting, if you will, but would have stood by it if it didn't work out. Just felt like, you know, there's been too many games, as you guys know, where Andy and Patrick have come back and you kick a field goal and they go score a touchdown, or it's overtime, you know, just in different games where they've been and they get the ball first and the game's, you know, so they're just way too good to not go for it right there. And you know, so every situation is a little bit different, but felt confident.
Sean, do you ever in the moment, just, I don't want to say like get in awe, but you're watching Josh run, do you ever like, I don't know, like become a fan for a second and be like, I can't believe this is happening, or is it immediately always to the next thing?
You know, we're so process driven out there. It's hard, but, you know, just to enjoy watching kind of the final seconds tick off. And then the guys in the locker room, they work so darn hard to prepare and get themselves where they can go in there and play to the best of their ability. It's fun to just watch them celebrate with each other after the game.
Coach, can you talk about how important?
I know you said this is not the finish line, and that's obviously been a theme all week. Because, you know, January is closer to the finish line, at least. But in the moment, does this feel like a statement, or is the history
no
that
statement.
You have?
No statement. No, it's not a statement. It's the next game, and it's hard to win games. You know that. And to win nine and to win against a team that's won back-to-back Super Bowls and coached by Andy Reid and quarterbacked by Patrick Mahomes, it's always going to be tough. These games that we've played have always been close. And so I just thought it was very high-level competition out there, and hopefully the fans enjoyed it and enjoyed it on TV as well. So just a great, great atmosphere in Buffalo, and just thankful to be a part of it.
How loud was the fans for you?
Well, when it's hard to hear on the headset, you know, what the coaches in the booth are saying, it's pretty darn loud.
You realize that this is 7 out of 8 seasons. This is your winning season again. It's your 9th win.
Yeah, very grateful. Humbled by it too. Takes a lot of people to accomplish what we've been able to accomplish. So just again, very grateful for it.
Coach, care to talk about time of possession in third down?
Time of possession was big. Like the first takeaway by the defense, I thought we were able to steal the possession. We deferred, they had the ball. So when you're able to get that first possession away from them, that was key for us. They're coming into the game, they were the number one offense from a time of possession standpoint. So we knew that. And so the amount of touches, just trying to give Josh as many touches as possible with the ball in his hands. And that showed up, down the stretch on that fourth down in particular.
Sean, what did you make of Curtis's game?
Yeah, solid, very solid. Good to get him going. Like I said a week ago, with he'd been playing through some injuries last week, this week the same. And I think a lot of it, too, is, just him remembering how good of a player he is. He's confident. Made some huge plays for us tonight. Obviously, the touchdown in the fourth quarter, there, early part of the fourth quarter. He's tough and tough-minded, and those are two good things.
Coach, you're going to talk about Von Miller, surpassing Derek Thomas, one of the greatest all-time sack leaders, surpassing his idol today.
Yeah, that's huge. We kind of celebrated it before. I think when he tied DT, and I know he looks up to him, right? I just think it's an amazing mark on an amazing career, and Von is still so humble, and to have his mindset and possess that that type of mindset. Only the elite have ever been in that kind of stratosphere where Von has been, and he's left a mark on our team in terms of his mentality, his approach week to week.
You guys have a handful of new players in new roles this year. What can a win like this do for the team's confidence, especially going into the bye in the second half of the season?
That's a good question. I'll let you know after we come out of the bye, I think. This is, again, you're going against the defending Super Bowl champs. And I just think when you play close games, the NFL the margins are very, very thin, very small. So you're in the close games every week. To be able to win close games and then to be able to win them against the defending Super Bowl champs, it's just really experience, to your point, right? These young guys seeing the atmosphere, having to go out there and play, the experience that a lot of these guys are getting through the fact that they're young, but also through some of the course of the injuries that we've dealt with is good in terms of building up wisdom, building up hey, I've been here before type of a feeling. Good? All right, thanks, guys.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.